The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2 W243 AD Adrian 96.5 The Cave.
It's a Monday evening, and welcome to Saints Sports Weekly. My name is Pat Hayes, and Fred Smith will be joining us hopefully a little bit later in the program. A little dicey out there on the roads, but we do have head coach Joe Pisciotta in studio with us tonight. And Joe, we're going to talk about a very special game that's coming up on February 3rd.
Yeah, Pat, great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to, like you said, promote a pretty big game coming up.
And this is the Pink game, and how long has it been going on now?
Yeah, Coach Soljebeck and I kind of morphed games together and brought two teams together to this day probably 6 or 7 years ago. And it started off, it was a little bit smaller, and then every year it's just grown immensely, not only from fan turnout, but support for the entire day. I know it's a men's and women's doubleheader. Women are going to play at 3 o'clock on February 3rd, and then we're going to follow at 5. So unfortunately, in the bigger picture, we have to have games like this. Yeah. I wish we didn't, but, it's for the greatest of causes right here locally with the Hickman Cancer Center. And, I think we're just fortunate that we can do some things to help, anything that we can do to help.
Now, you said it's getting bigger and bigger every year. What do you mean by that? Is it the amount of money raised or the number of people that come out to see the games?
Yeah, in many ways, not only in attendance, but, I think we have bake sales and silent auction items. They're bigger and bigger. I think Coach Smith a couple years ago, I think when the Pistons were good, won some Pistons tickets and parking and all those kind of things.
Oh, nice.
So the things that people donate, one, we are unbelievably appreciative of, and for, because like I said, it goes to an amazing cause. And each year, there's more and more things that get auctioned, and the baked goods go really fast because those are really good. What people bake and bring in. So, like I said, it's a pretty awesome event.
Well, of course, as we said, it's going to be held on February the 3rd, and the players also, this is meaningful for them too.
Very much so, and we talk about it all the time, and this is, I think when you kind of, all of us in some way, shape, or form, unfortunately, directly or indirectly, know of someone who has been affected or impacted by cancer. And I tell the guys the story of my dad from a couple years ago and how he was diagnosed early and they caught it early. And it was scary, just as a son. And I was worried for my dad, and they caught it early. And he's, thank the Lord, he's doing well and has been doing well for the past couple years. So, but we all know someone. And, the thing that we try and do is, attach a game to it. So if somebody comes to that day who's going through it, or somebody who's a caregiver, if it's just something that we can do to take their mind off of a much bigger game that they're battling and they're competing against by playing a basketball game, we're happy to do it. And we just talk about life things like that with the guys, and because even though they're young adults, I mean they know too. And they understand,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely. A lot of them maybe have had parents that have gone through the situation.
No question about it.
Yeah. So is there any special program that goes along with the games, or is this just something that happens before and after the games?
Well, I think at halftime of the women's game and halftime of our game, we have representatives from Hickman and representatives from not only the Siena community, but Lenawee County as well, speak and maybe give, somewhat of a testimonial to how much, Hickman helped them, through their scenario and whatever their situation may be. And then also, too, from a caregiver's perspective as well, because, the thing that, you know, I think people tend to forget is there's so much more behind the scenes that goes into it, whether it's, you know, somebody, you know, supplying a ride to someone to go to chemo, or someone who at a chemo session is just there to sit and talk with someone who's going through it. There's a lot to it. So to thank those people who are within the process of doing that, to encourage and support and love on the people who might be going through treatments, and then, you know, unfortunately, maybe to, you know, remember those that we've lost due to cancer as well.
Well, Hickman Cancer Center, you know, a perfect partner with this whole show here, the program.
Yeah, they're amazing, such amazing people over there, and we've been really fortunate to hand deliver a check a couple times, and that's, you know, when you take a step back and look at it, you know, I mean, we're playing basketball. You know, we're playing a game, and you know, and here's folks battling for a much bigger game. So, you know, we're unbelievably blessed to be a part of that.
So tell us about the crowds. You have pretty good crowds that come out to this game.
We really do. And that's the thing that we just try, like anybody come out. Just come out and support and have fun. I mean, whether you're a Saints fan or not, you can still be a fan of, you know, life and supporting someone that you know. And you can come and maybe never have come to a basketball game before, but you had someone who's going through cancer or whatever it may be, and you just want to go to support and remember them and feel the love and the encouragement from that whole community. It's, man, Pat, I'm telling you, it's a moving experience. And there's a couple times where, I mean, it's gotten me dusty a couple times. I'm not even going to lie, because, and then you have to channel that emotion and go, you know, play a game. But yeah, just to come and support those who are in the battle or have won the battle and shake their hands and encourage them and love on them. And then, you know, go over to the table and bid on some items and, you know, get yourself some cookies and cupcakes and all those things. I'll be honest, like, that's a huge day to challenge my diet as well, because there's some good stuff that they bring.
I bet. Speaking about the silent auction items, mm-hmm. I'm sure you have quite a few of those, and from donors for Siena Heights. And tell us about, you know, some of the items that might be up for auction.
Oh, gosh. There are so many. You have huge items from, you know, tickets to professional sporting events, tickets to, you know, collegiate events, Michigan State stuff, signed memorabilia from not only Siena, but some, I know there's some people working some back channels, you know, getting some pro memorabilia and college memorabilia. You know, those kind of things, all the way to rounds of golf. You know, we're fortunate, you know, we've had many, and we have many outstanding golf courses around that donate once the weather's good, of course.
Not, of course.
Today would not be a good day to go squeeze in 18, but, you know, the people can donate or can bid on in those kind of things. So it's a wide, it's oil changes, just small, big things to small things that anybody can bid on.
Well, let's talk about some basketball. Your team on a two-game winning streak here, and things turning around a little bit. I mentioned on our show the other day that I know you talked to me about the team finishing the game. Sometimes you might lose by a couple of points, but the last couple of games you've been able to finish.
Yeah, you know, when we talked to Concordia, man, I was exhausted. That was an exhausting game that went down to the wire, and then Saturday afternoon we go to Aquinas and gave those fans a free extra 10 minutes in a double overtime game. So I think the biggest thing with this group is they've grown immensely since the beginning of the year, in many ways, not only the mental part, but understanding, you know, how to work and what we need to do and how it has to get done every single day. But I told them at the beginning of the year, because you guys saw us when we, I think when we went down to Lourdes, you were at Lourdes,
yeah,
right?
We were at Lourdes, yeah.
And we were awful. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We were awful. And I told them afterwards that you know, you don't want to be playing your best basketball in November and December. That it's a long schedule. The calendar will come back to us. Yeah. You have to be ready when it comes back to you. And I think they, you know, like all young people, they heard me and they were somewhat listening. But as we've progressed, we've gotten bodies back. We're a whole lot. This is the healthiest we've been all year, knock on wood, which helps in practice, which helps with rotations. So then you're able to play a little bit, you know, not necessarily cleaner, but you can work towards being consistent. And I think that's one thing that we've done over the past 2 weeks. You know, we were fortunate to pull out two pretty big road wins this week. And had a good practice earlier today. So I think this group's kind of excited as far as, you know, what they can do, you know, down the stretch run.
And I don't know what, see, I'm trying to think of who you're playing. Well, you're playing Lourdes.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a home game. And it'll be, like I said, Lourdes is a tough ball. Dennis Hobson.
They're tough.
Former professional players. He's got his team running pretty good.
Yeah, Hop does a really good job. I think in the last poll, I don't think the NAI poll's out yet, but I think they were like 10 or 11 in the country. They've got a good experienced team. And, you know, I think this group is, looking back, that was our second game of the year.
Right.
That was a long time ago.
And it was kind of weird to have a league game, you know, the second game of the year.
Very, very different. And like I said, I think we've grown exponentially as a group in many ways. And this is kind of, this three-game stretch right here, we've kind of called it like our redemption tour because we have Lourdes, did not play well against Lourdes. Madonna, you know, we let Madonna kind of punch us in the face a little bit. And then we turn around and have Indiana Tech, same thing.
Yeah.
And then, so I think the guys, honestly, Pat, like we were coming back on Saturday from Grand Rapids, they started talking about that on the bus already. So I like the growth and the maturity, the basketball maturity in that line of thinking. I think it'll help us a little bit.
One of the things that's helped you is your bench players. You've had some good quality minutes from guys coming off the bench.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've kind of been as deep as a mud puddle sometimes when it comes to guys coming in and producing. But, you know, again, I think that all goes back to, you know, having those healthy bodies and having the guys understand their role and the rotation within those roles. So now when you can do that, you put them in a position to play with a little bit more confidence instead of trying to manufacture that confidence all the time. That's really hard to do. And I think this week, you know, we got some, like you said, I thought we had some really good punch on both sides of the ball from our bench that helped us on the road.
You talked about having a good practice today. In your mind as a coach, what constitutes a good practice?
Wow, that's a look at that. That's why you're the best, Pat, man. What a million-dollar question. You know, the thing that I look forward to, I love practices. I loved them as a player. I love them as a coach. The thing that we want to see every day is guys' energy and their effort. You know, I think no one wants to be that guy where, you know, you're just the energy vampire and you're sucking all the energy out of practice. You know, guys got to be able to be that sponge and absorb and still ring out and give back that energy the same way. The effort-wise, especially this time of year, man, everybody's a little bit sore. Everybody's a little bit tired. So we talk about all the time that our responsibility as coaches is to help them take care of their bodies. So we might not go long in duration, but the amount of urgency, the intensity, and the effort that we work with has got to be high. And then the last part is just focus. You know, guys focusing. Now, that's as long as I've been doing it, that becomes a challenge with young people every year, a little bit more and more. But I think this group has done a pretty good job of that, you know, every single day. And, you know, I thought we had a pretty good practice today. So I'll sleep a little bit better tonight when we have good practice.
All coaches always talk about we had a good week of practice, we had a good game. Obviously, that equates a good practice equals good playing time. Mm.
Very much so. I am of that school. There is no question about it. Because, like you said, how you practice is how you're going to play. It's going to be a direct reflection of it. And I think, again, as this season has progressed, some of our growth and our maturity not only from our younger guys, but our older guys too. And that leadership part of it has gotten a lot better. And that makes our jobs as coaches at any level, it could be high school, college, professional. When you see that, I think then you have teams that are taking steps towards becoming players coach teams instead of coaches coach teams. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty pleased with that.
Well, you know, you talk about guys progressing the maturity level. On the other hand, what about chemistry? How do the guys get along with each other?
Oh, this is a great group. This is such a good group. You know, they're good young men that, you know, when we go out and in the community and doing things, or we go out to eat, you know, unbelievably professional in what they do and how they carry themselves. The one thing that I love is when you're around and you're connecting with each other, you understand them as people. They understand me. And with that too, like I love to joke around and have fun and cut up, but when it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work. And mm-hmm. I think they understand that and they know that. And they kind of have morphed themselves, I want to say, maybe a little bit into, you know, what my identity is. I want to see them kind of grow a little bit more and compete with some more emotion, because I coach with some emotion and energy. And when they do that, we're really good. We're really good. When they don't, and I have to do it more, it becomes a challenge a little bit. And every coach deals with that to some extent.
Yeah. On Saints Sports Weekly, we talk to some of the coaches in some of the sports. Nutrition is a real big fact. Wrestling, I'm thinking mm-hmm. of in particular. Nutrition, as far as a basketball player is concerned.
Hugely important. You know, you've got to be able to fuel your machine. You know, young people, you know, they don't always eat the healthiest. They don't always, you know, necessarily eat at the right time. And, you know, we kind of joke with them, but we're not joking as far as take advantage of that as a young person, because, I mean, you can't do that when you get older.
Sure.
But I think the biggest thing, Pat, that we talk about with this group is their sleep hygiene. Mm-hmm. You know, what their sleep patterns are like, because it is so physically taxing and mentally exhausting that, you know, in college, we have a couple guys that don't have classes on Tuesday and Thursday. How, I have no idea, but kudos to them for putting together a great schedule. So the one thing that we talk about doing is, you know, instead of taking those long naps in the afternoon or whatever it may be, you know, shutting it down a little bit early and discussing with them about, hey, this is how your body regenerates. This is how you get that rest and recovery that your body needs. And there's certain time windows at night where it does that. So I think some of that really blew their minds, because, you know, as young kids, they're just going to, you know, yeah. take a 3-hour nap in the afternoon, and it throws off their, mm-hmm. you know, their sleep clock. So yeah. then they wonder why they're up at 3 a.m. because you took a 3-hour nap in the afternoon. So yeah. I think that's really helped them with a different mind, a different way of thinking, because they had never thought like that before. And some of them are feeling a little bit better. And I honestly think that's helped us stay a little bit healthier.
Being a student athlete, it's kind of a balancing act between academics, your athletic activities and things of that nature. As a college student, you help them with this, the balancing act? Are there folks on campus that if they need a tutor or something like that, that they know where to go?
Oh, absolutely. I think our student support services at Siena is outstanding. They do an unbelievable job of putting, you know, young adults in a position to be successful, academically successful on their side of the street, and then also our side of the street as well. And you're right. I think, you know, one of the things that we talked about with this group at the beginning of the year was not necessarily time management, because we all have the same amount of time during the day. We talked more and emphasized more about attention management, like what is getting your attention throughout the day. There's so much going on in young people's lives now. I couldn't do it. I mean, if I was that, I don't know if I could handle that. So, you know, we kind of talked to them about, okay, what is important and what is taking your attention and why is it getting this attention? And something is always being sacrificed. You know, everybody, we all go somewhere with our phone. always, yeah. And especially young people. So now, how much time and attention are you giving your phone as compared to, okay, my studies or my sleep? Am I getting the proper rest and all those kind of things? So I think just helping them understand and be able to manage their attention a little bit more, because everybody brings up time and time management. Well, we're all, you know, we all have that set same amount of time, but what's really getting my attention, and how can I better serve myself with that attention that I'm giving things each and every day?
Let's talk a little bit about some of the players on the team. We're talking with Coach Joe Pisciotta from Siena Heights University basketball. And Joe, tell us about some of the strides that some of your players have taken this year.
I'll tell you what, I could run into Sue's time and Fred's time with as proud as I am as a couple guys. You know, I tell you one kid that really comes to mind is Delano Williams. Delano got here last year, transferred in as a junior from Macomb Community College, and did a really, really good job of buying in and understanding what we wanted him to do, how we wanted to do it. And he's grown immensely as a person, but as a player too. He had an outstanding week last week. He was big. Played all 50 minutes on Saturday.
Wow.
All 50 minutes.
That's huge.
So he's done an amazing job. I think our young guys, two sophomores in Colin Nutter and Jonas Tester, have grown exponentially as players. Great kids and great students, but have really, really grown as sophomores. And sometimes, you know, we have to step back as a staff and go, man, these guys are only sophomores, you know?
Yeah.
And they've done a great job. You know, Max Moratinos as a sophomore coming back. Sean Brown as a junior. Sean came in. Another kid from Macomb who unbelievably skilled and talented. Another double-double on Saturday who, you know, didn't necessarily buy into the coaching early. You know, and it was, I knew he wasn't obstinate about it, or, you know, didn't butt heads or anything like that. But I think it was just one of those things where he just really wanted and needed to believe in himself more than anything. So we just kept putting him in that position, and he's grown a ton. I think he's second or third in the league in rebounds per game and block shots. So he's done a great job. Gavin Sluss, man, Doc, here's a
local kid.
Yeah, Lenawee Christian kid. He's, you know, going to be a doctor, so we call him Doc. And, man, comes in and works his tail off every single day. Went 4 for 5 from 3 on Saturday afternoon, hit some big shots for us. But just a tough, gritty kid who is an unbelievable teammate and super proud, you know, to have him as a part of our basketball culture.
That's great. Well, we got to take a break here, but we'll be back to talk more with head coach Joe Pisciotta, and hopefully we'll be able to get Sue Siljabek, the women's coach, on the line here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's pause for a couple of messages, and we'll be right back. And you're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave. Pat Hayes in studio with you tonight, along with head coach Joe Pisciotta, the basketball team at Siena Heights. And we've been talking basketball, and kind of our theme tonight is the Pink Game coming up on February the 3rd. And again, open to the public. Is there a cost to get in?
What we do is we ask for donations. So I think that's the biggest thing. Instead of just coming in and charging a fee, if someone wants to, you know, whatever they want to donate, we kind of, you know, leave it up to that individual. Mm-hmm. So that's where we're pretty, you know, kind of like we were talking about before, it is a team effort for everybody that's coming in, and we just appreciate everybody and anybody that does come and then does give as well.
And probably you're going to fill up the field house too.
There's a lot of people there. Yeah. there's a lot. And when the weather's nice, there's really a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's to the point of, you know, when we're playing Adrian or vice versa, but it's there's a lot of people there.
Well, that's good. Well, let's talk a little bit more, Joe, about the WAC conference. Very, very competitive again this year, as we have several teams up on the top echelon. Siena kind of in the middle right now. And what's your prognosis, I guess, for the rest of the season? kind of a hard question.
Man.
But
you know what, Pat? You're right. Like, this is... And we can attest to this because, you know, we've seen it. But the thing that, like, our league really reminds me of is, like, the old Big East, when it was Georgetown and St. John's and, and there are zero nights off. I mean, every night is a huge night. And you look at, you know, our next three games are against number one, number two, and number three in the league.
Yeah.
And that's... You know, you love that as a competitor and as a coach. As a coach preparing for those games, maybe not necessarily, but, you know, as players, you know, I think the guys are chomping at the bit to compete at it. And like you said, we're kind of – the way our league falls, there's really three tiers. So we're kind of like right in the middle where we've got some games coming up, you know, where the schedule will come back to us a little bit. So – I'm kind of anxious to see how this group responds to that as competitors. I know what I want to see. You know, I think I know what we're hoping to see as a staff. And if these guys respond the way that I think they can, well, I tell you what, we're going to have some exciting basketball down the stretch.
So when you're preparing for, say, an Indiana Tech or a Madonna or Lourdes, which is coming up next, obviously you take a look at their players, what the matchups are going to be, and, you know, try to go over some basic skills or basic offense and defensive things that you want to do.
Yeah, it really starts, honestly, like that night when we're watching film from the game. So, like, we'll use Lourdes, for example, because we play them next. You know, we have some forms and some paperwork that when we're watching film to help us prepare for the next time around that we'll take notes on there, because there's so many games and so much time in between that you'll miss something. And that's one thing that you don't want to do. So I think we've got a really good post-game form and follow-up that talks about and discusses team things and individual things. And then obviously film. Film's never going to lie to you. But so we'll kind of go through a little bit of a re-scout and go through things. Okay, what did we do well? What did we not do well? What are the things that they did to us? Mm-hmm. And those kind of things. So, and that's another part, too, when you have new players, when you're going through the second time around, you talk to them about, okay, look, this is how we rescout, this is how we work, this is how we evaluate things. And then what's nice, at least at the collegiate level, is you can bring guys in during the day, show them individual clips, you know, of things that they did well, things that, you know, they need to get a little bit better at going into that next opportunity, and then we'll do it during team time as well.
Now, second time around, you give a lot of teams a different look than what they saw from the first time, or is it pretty much your basic game?
You know what? Yes and no, because I think that's where the paperwork, the rescout, and then the film comes back in. Because, and again, we'll go back to Lawrence, we didn't do anything well. I mean, we were bad on both sides of the ball. So our big thing when we met as coaches was like, okay, let's go back, let's reevaluate this scouting report, and let's do this. You know, let's do it exactly how we wrote it up and give it a shot. So, and then you can always go back and, you know, some small things, some small additions as well. Like today we worked on a couple different things that out of the same context and philosophy, but just another little wrinkle when it comes to maybe an offensive side or a defensive coverage and those kind of things.
Now you talked about your coaches. They're very, very important to the team. And tell us some of the coaches that are working with you now and what their responsibilities are.
Man, Aaron Herbst does an unbelievable job for us. He is he's our GA, and he has a GA title, but he is full-time with everything and anything that he does. He's put together some unbelievable scouting reports for our guys in preparation for the first time around. He was outstanding. And the second time around, we kind of split those responsibilities as far as, you know, how we're preparing. So him and I will take those. Darius Wilson, DJ, DJ's not here nearly as much. He'll do a lot of advanced scouting work for us, some advanced recruiting, but, you know, his energies and efforts need to be recognized as well. But Herbie does an outstanding job. And the one thing that I really like that he does is his individual connection with guys, bringing guys in, not only working with them on the floor, but showing them on film, you know, helping them grow individually. And then he does a great job working with our perimeter guys as well.
Oh, that's great. It's a whole team effort.
It really is, Pat. I think if this is what's great about Hard Knocks, okay, different sport, but when you get to pull the curtain back and really see everything that's going on, I think that's the thing that blows people's minds when it comes to that, because there's so much to it outside of just, okay, when you walk on that 94-by-52-foot piece of wood, there are so many things that go on and so many people that impact and influence that. Our trainers, you know, Lori Robinette, Dana, and Justin, they are unbelievable with keeping guys out. I would not want to be a trainer, I'll tell you that right now. That would be a lot of work. But but they do an unbelievable job for us as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to have to take a break here, and we're going to try to get Sue Silja back on the line and talk more about the Pink Game coming up on February the 3rd. That's a Saturday, and the ladies will play at 3, and the men will play immediately after that. So we'll be back here on Saints Sports Weekly here in just a moment. And you're listening to 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
If you're looking to truly make a positive impact on the community, consider a career at Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority. We're seeking dedicated individuals to join our team and provide essential mental health services to our community. Your skills and empathy will be the key to helping individuals on their path to resilience, recovery, wellness, and self-determination. Make a difference where it matters most and be a force for positive change. Apply online at lcmha.org or find us on Indeed. Master's and bachelor's level social workers are highly encouraged to apply.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-through, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly. Pat Hayes, along with head coach of the men's basketball team, Joe Pasciotta. And as promised, we have Sue Siljabek, athletic director at Siena Heights University, and, of course, head women's basketball coach. And, Sue, welcome to Saints Sports Weekly.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys having us.
We are talking about, of course, the Pink game coming up on February the 3rd. And a real important game for everybody involved at Siena Heights.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I know Joe's been on too, and maybe not, but talked a little bit. But it's not only important. It means a lot to our university, our community, to be able to, do something that will help all our people in our community through donations and just having them know that we are fighting for them, with them, or in memory of them. So,
We were talking about, I think this started, as Joe might have said, about 7-8 years ago. And do you remember exactly how it got started?
Well, we started it before Joe was here, to be truthful. We started it when we first came. It was started with women's basketball as the K-Yao, the K-Yao breast cancer game, because, she passed away, a great Hall of Fame coach at NC State, ironically, where Jimmy V was in that space. But so women's basketball took it on as initiative. And then when Joe came in, we decided, he wanted to participate with it as well, which is really cool. I just think the two of us together is a strong force. And so then, so from 04, really, at some level, and then Joe, I can't remember when you came to town, and then we got you involved with it, and your wife, actually. And so it's just been a great experience. And then truly, men's basketball, then cheer and dance, and then even the band has come sometimes, if their schedule permits. So it's become really a big campus event for us.
Yeah, Sue, no question. And I can't remember either, but we were really lucky to have you want us to get involved with it as well. And like you said, every single year, and this is what I was talking about with Pat, it keeps growing and growing and growing.
Did you hear him?
Yeah, it's been really a great, I think you and I were talking in the office. I know Ange had it, and Ashley, my game manager here, I think we've got to a point where we've donated over $45,000 to Hickman Cancer Center, which is, because when we first started it, we were sending it to the KL Fund, which is fine with women's basketball. But then as I started to live here longer, right, and got my roots in the Adrian a little bit longer, I'm like, you know what, it would be beneficial to K, but we really wanted to keep it home in our county and our community. They've done a good job. Sandy Morley works out there a lot. She's our school counselor. And she just has shared with us some of it. And Melissa Suji has worked over in that space, has shared with us just how much the money means. Maybe instead of a family having to come in from Morenci and drive back and forth when a loved one is getting treatment, maybe our money donated can get them a hotel stay or, get them something that just gives them a little bit another level of comfort. And once that was said, I think Joe and I both said, no, let's just keep it right here in the county. And obviously we both live in the community, so it was a no-brainer.
Well, Hickman, a natural partner in all of this, and I'm sure they're very, very appreciative of all the work that you guys do.
Yeah, they have, they come out, and we wanted to make it more than you know, just wear pink and, you know, because, everybody is doing it. But, you know, we have speakers at halftime, survivors or family members just talking about the importance of, one, you know, care for it, early treatment. And it's not the main focus comes through as breast cancer, but we've moved it to really breast cancer cancer awareness because that's where it goes in ProMedica. But, you know, I think that that's been not just, you know, wearing pink and doing stuff, but we have speakers and then Hickman, or the Cancer Center, has some of their professionals have come out with some material too. And so it's more than just, obviously, it's a day where we get, do pink pre-wrap and, you know, out of a uniform, you know, it's a different. And then we all play, every single basketball player and coach plays in honor of somebody. You'll see sometimes we have their last names on their shirt. It's not the player's last name. It's somebody that's, you know, playing in honor of, in memory of, in honor of, or, you know, in support of, as if they're continuing, you know, to continue in the fight. So, you know, it becomes an emotional day. It becomes a great day for it. You know, and I think, Joe, I don't know, your message, you and I talk some, but it's like, you know, this is more than just a basketball game. You know, say you're down or something's not going your way, you're playing in that person's honor. So, you know, we rise up and we do and give what we can.
Yeah, Sue, and that's a great point, and that's what Pat and I were talking about earlier. And I love that Sue, you know, with the names on the back of the T-shirts and how people can purchase T-shirts, or that donation goes towards, again, towards the bigger cause. And in the past, you know, we have worn different colored T-shirts that represent the different, unfortunately, the cancers that are there. So a yellow T-shirt or a teal T-shirt and purple and navy and all those kind of things that kind of add a little bit different splash of awareness, you know. And the thing that, you know, Sue and I have talked about numerous times is, you know, I think, unfortunately, everybody is aware, you know, and it stinks that we have to have these kind of games and awareness. Everybody's aware, but man, let's start moving towards a resolution, you know. And if it's not in my lifetime, you know, hopefully it's in the lifetime of my daughters, where they don't have to deal with something like this. Everybody's aware, but man, let's find a cure. Let's knock this thing out. And anything that we can do to help, you know, on a smaller scale within our own community and the connections with the community, you know, it's to a great cause.
Well, I think with programs like this that the medical community have made big strides in certain types of cancer, and so yeah, we want to continue moving that forward. And like you said, Joe, we want to conquer this and maybe get it under control in our lifetime. But Sue, we want to talk a little bit about the women's basketball program at Siena Heights. 16-game winning streak. I think it's the longest streak in 40 years at Siena. And things are looking pretty good. And how do you assess, you know, going 16 straight after a couple of losses at the beginning of the year?
Well, before I do move on, I cannot thank Rima Manufacturing enough, as they're the game sponsor and the T-shirt sponsors for our breast cancer. And so, right alongside with all those years that we've done, they are step by step with us as well. So, you know, that's just a great company to be able to to be able to support that. So
that's a great point. With, you know, sponsorships, I'm sure you have a lot of those a lot of businesses around the area are putting their money up to sponsor this program.
Yeah, so that helps. But, yeah, we've been playing well. I think the big difference is just our defense. You know, the Wednesday night we didn't play up to our defensive potential. And the game was a little bit closer, obviously, really close. And sorry, I forgot to come by. I got so excited we won, so I forgot. I apologize. but our defensive presence has been spectacular. Iana Wan and Olivia DeLong and Jakari Elvin, and I'm not saying anybody else, but those three have really been three of our, you know, main anchors coming in. And then it just makes, you know, just makes us better and just tough to guard. I think, I don't know, I can't remember, I think they shot 30% or less than 30%, 28% the other on Saturday. So You know, just as long as we can score, shoot a little bit better than that, we should win some ball games.
Well, it was evident at Aquinas. They only scored 46 points on you, so defense really worked in that game.
Yeah, it really. You know, I was pleased to see it because we let Concordia shoot a little bit better than what we wanted. And the disappointing thing, I think, Joe, I got this from you. You know, one of your goals is never letting one of the players go off for, I think it was more than 15. But unfortunately, on both of those games, though, we did. You know, the long kid, I think she had 26 or something like that, and which she's a D1 transfer, Blackwell kid from Aquinas, went for 29 or something on us.
Yeah,
but you know, we were able to shut everybody else down in that space. She got 13 of them, I think, off the free throw line. So actually 26. She had 26, yeah.
I just couldn't believe. I mean, she was putting them up from everywhere, and a lot of them were going in, you know, and I that's probably one of the best pure shooters I've seen this season.
Yeah, she was pretty good and was able to get it off pretty quickly too. So, we got them one more time. I'm not expecting anything different when they come to us near the end of the season, there, end of February. So, I'm sure they're going to be revved up for it, thinking we stole one, and we hopefully now know that we have to be a little bit better too, or it will be a close game.
Well, you got Lourdes and Madonna coming up on the 24th and the 27th, a couple of teams that you've already defeated this year. And then you've got the big one coming up on Wednesday the 31st, Indiana Tech, the only league team that's beat you this year.
Yeah, you know, that was even Lourdes, though. I mean, Lourdes is a good basketball team. They've got some talent, and you know, that's what you're trying to impress today, and unfortunately sometimes they just don't hear you and your players. But you know, they got two or three D2 players and a sister that could have went, you know, D2, and so it's just you know, trying to have them understand that everybody's coming for us. You know, just one, they probably don't think we should be up there with what we lost last year, and two, you know, they don't feel like they can reach Indiana Tech, but they can reach us. But it's been so long ago. I mean, even when we played Aquinas, I'm like, gosh, I can't remember them. It's been, it was early November, November. And then, you know, a few of these ones before the new year so far, and then some of them, then you're like, oh, man, didn't we just play them in a couple of weeks? You know, the quick turnaround. But, you know, they all have great players. I mean, that's the thing in this league is our teams in the conference are attracting great players, transfers that come in and are doing damage. And, you know, we've been just lucky enough to be, we're probably one of the truer team. You know, I mean, we were able to have four and double figures on Saturday. So four is, you know, a lot better than one. And as long as we outscore the other team by one point, you know, we'll hopefully keep winning and defending like we can.
Well, we talked to Joe earlier about the fact that you're having to schedule league games earlier and earlier every year. And first and second games of the season have been league games. Is that because of so many teams in the league now?
Well, yeah, we played, what is it, Joe? We played 20 league games this year, or 20 of 28, or 20 of 28?
Too many.
Or 22 of 28. Yeah, Joe and I both voted against it, you know, but next year it will go down, though. It's going to be an unbalanced schedule, but you know, it was, unfortunately, I had to move the Indiana Tech game because of our trip. We take a big trip every other year. Mm. So that one was on us and our program just because, you know, they put a scheduled game on right after the holidays, which, like, those are the times, you know, Joe and I think we feel the same way, is, like, when there's no school, we should be not have conference games so we can travel some a little bit, whether it's, so our students aren't missing classes. Like, maybe you can go a little bit further, like Chicago or Kentucky, you know, not just, you know, our big trips like Puerto Rico. But, you know, but for some reason it's getting flipped back. And I'm like, why are we playing, right, Joe, am I wrong? Why are we playing conference games? And these are the abilities and the times when they're not in school that we can do some different things.
No, we've had this conversation numerous times in Sue's office, and it's maddening because, like Pat, you and I talked about earlier, you know, we played Lourdes our second game of the year, so you're playing a conference game, games that are unbelievably valuable, the second game of the year, and you don't really know who you are as a team yet. I think that's the thing that's mm-hmm. that struggles the most. And Sue's hit the nail right on the head. Is the more we can play over break our league games, where now we're not worried about missing classes and those kind of things. That's invaluable.
Yeah, for sure. You are listening to Saint Sports Weekly. We have Sue Siljabek, head women's basketball coach, and Joe Pisciotta, head coach of the men. We have to take one more break here, but we'll be back to close it out here on Saint Sports Weekly. Stay tuned.
At Siena Heights University, we make transferring easy and ensure you're on your best path forward. Study online with our nationally ranked program, or commute from home and get the traditional college experience by taking courses on our Adrian campus. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Visit sienaheights.edu and find out what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Preventing prescription drug abuse begins with you. Safeguard all medication at your home by monitoring quantities, controlling access, and keeping track of refills. Use medication only as directed by a healthcare professional, and never share your medication with others. Properly dispose of unused or expired medication to avoid potential abuse. Talk about the dangers of prescription and over-the-counter drug abuse with your family, and stop prescription drug abuse before it starts. For more information, contact Wenawa Community Mental Health Authority at 263-8905.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, 3 locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Attention all students, parents, and educators. It's that time of year again, back to school season. Are you ready to start the new academic year with blazing fast internet? Look no further than D&P Communications, your local internet service provider.
Whether you're attending school on campus or from the comfort of your home, with D&P, you get up to gig speeds from a company you can trust. Switch to D&P Communications by visiting our website or calling 800-311-7340.
Welcome back into Saint Sports Weekly. My name is Pat Hayes, and we have Joe Pisciotta in studio with us, head men's basketball coach. And on the line, we have head women's coach Sue Siljabek and athletic director, and talking with Sue about the pink game, and of course Joe too. And again, we want to kind of wrap things up here on the show to talk about the pink game coming up on February the 3rd. This is an annual game, been going on a long time. And Sue, we understand that there's going to be a lot of items that are going to be up for sale as far as a silent auction is concerned. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be on the offing for the bids?
We usually get golf packages in there. Sometimes we do like movie packages, just some different things that our families actually bring in. If anybody would like to put together a basket or any sort of donations, they can drop it to the Field Health Athletic Department. We'd love to take some. Some of the businesses have donated gift cards and different packages that we put together. A lot of Saints gear goes up there on the tables as well as some bake sales. So we're willing to take anything that people want to put together for a basket. That would be great. Or if they would just want to come in and bring any donations, we can give that too. And we also are not accepting passes for that game, though, the game for that, because all the gate, Siena Heights, in fact, our athletic department, we donate the gate back to Hickman Center as well.
All right. So you talked about sponsorship, and I'm sure sponsorships are available to any business that may be listening out there right now.
Absolutely. We'd love to talk to them and, you know, make them a part of the game and the festivities. If they, and if not, at least, like I said, anything will help. Like I said, it goes to a good cause and the people right here in the community.
Now, you mentioned there'll be some speakers at halftime of the game. Are those set up yet? Do we know who's going to be speaking?
No, we're trying to finalize that. That was our meeting today, so I don't have them finalized yet, but we will get those out soon.
All right, so we'll pass that along. You know, once we get that, you can give us a call here at the Cave and let us know. And Joe, as far as the men's team is concerned, I know we talked about the guys really get into this thing too, and really want to support it.
No question about it, and I think Sue really nailed it. It's an emotional day. There's a lot of emotion in that building. There's a lot of energy in that building, and I think the biggest thing that we try and do that day is play a game around an event that's bigger than the game, that mm-hmm. is that impactful for not only our campus community, but Lenawee County as a community as well, that we can rally around, support, encourage, love on, cheer for, and also honor those who have who've had cancer.
Yeah.
And in every aspect, I think we cover as many bases as we possibly can for everyone on one day. It's a long day, but I think in the same sense, too, it's a very impactful day as well.
Well, you've got Cleary coming in to play both the men and women. Kind of a new team in the WAC Conference.
Yeah, on the men's side, you know, Carl Thomas, who... former assistant at Eastern and Duquesne. Carl is a great friend, coached at Jackson College, does a great job with the new program. So, you know, we're kind of excited about, you know, hopefully we don't make it a rivalry, because I think we've got plenty of those in the league as it is, but it'll definitely be a fun day. And I think Coach Sue, I think Sue won by like 50 when they played up there.
No, it wasn't. But, you know, like they... I think, Joe, I don't know if they lost some players up here for the women or not, but they, you know, they were, I think they only had six or seven in uniform. I think they had a few more for you guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the Pink Game is coming up again on Saturday, February the 3rd, and it's going to be a great day, I'm sure, and a lot of folks are going to come out, and we'll be promoting it here on the Cave that week, and hope that everything goes great, and a couple of wins for Siena Heights.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for the coverage.
All right, and we're going to wrap things up here. Joe, we want to thank you for coming in, and Sue, thanks for joining us on the phone. And Saints Sports Weekly, of course, is heard every Monday at 6 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Cave. That's going to wrap it up for us. Have yourselves a great evening.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with IAT Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.